in Tantric Grams of Bhaskasha says, although the nature of bodhicitta is the same in both sutra and tantra, the way we meditate on bodhicitta in tantra is more profound. In tantra, we meditate on bodhicitta in conjunction with bringing the future result into the path. This phrase, bringing the future result into the path, if you were to ask, what phrase most characterizes the paths of tantra? I think it's this phrase. This is the real technology, bringing the future result into the present path. Imagining that what you're trying to accomplish is happening right now. Not just imagining, but believing. It doesn't matter if when you rise from the meditation, you know, during the meditation, this morning we talked about divine pride. During the meditation, you develop strong divine pride. I am Vajrayogini. It doesn't matter if when you rise from the meditation, it's like, okay, I'm not yet Vajrayogini, I still have more training to do. That doesn't matter. During the meditation itself, you strongly believe. This correct belief is believing faith. It's not like some forlorn, extended wish. I really hope I can become Haruka. I really wish I was Haruka. We believe. This is so important. This is the key, Geshe-la says, using imagination in this way, imagining what we're seeking to attain has actually happened, and then meditating on that belief is the key to tantric technology. That's why it's so fast. That's why we can accomplish great results quickly. So, when we are meditating on bodhicitta, Geshe-la says here, in tantra we meditate on bodhicitta in conjunction with bringing the future result into the path. So what is the future result? For us, the future result is that I become enlightened. Why? Because I want to help all living beings through bestowing blessings and through emanations. For example, my present spiritual guide is an emanation of Haruka. You can see the principle of Akanishta, Pure Land, Vajradhara, Haruka, now appears in this world as an emanation of Haruka in the form of my spiritual guide. He's an emanation of Haruka, like that. We believe this. If we believe this, our spiritual guide is Haruka, we will receive blessings of Haruka. So, I want to become like that. Now here we are, we really seriously need a spiritual guide right now, somebody who can lead us out of the mess that we're in, somebody who can lead us to experience liberation and enlightenment. And he has appeared. He appeared before I asked him to. And when I look back into my life, I don't know how it is for you, looks like he's been around a long time before I even had the idea that I needed a spiritual guide. To me, it looks like he's been there guiding me and helping me and preparing conditions for me for a long time. Imagine having that power. Imagine being able to emanate a spiritual guide for everyone. Somebody that they can recognize, someone they can communicate with, somebody from whom they can receive direct help. So this is the power of an enlightened mind, and to bestow blessings on all living beings, just like the sun. This is the sun, by the way. Just like the sun is bestowing light and warmth effortlessly. So, if we're enlightened from our heart effortlessly, we bestow blessings that transform the minds of living beings and allow in their minds all the seeds of virtue to grow. So this is our wish. This is our result. Okay? This is the future result that we want to accomplish. Well, in Tantra, we believe we accomplish it right now. We identify with being that future Buddha. We don't think, I am a future Buddha. We think, I am a Buddha. I am Haruka, or I am Vajrayogini. That belief is so important. It's the very essence of divine pride. Okay, and like I say, when the meditation is finished, it's like when we do Vajrasattva meditation, isn't it? We do the Vajrasattva meditation, we strongly believe that we have purified all negativity. All our non-virtues, all our downfalls, all ordinary appearance, ordinary except, we strongly believe and we meditate on that belief. And then when we rise from the meditation, okay, that was great. Yeah, I still got more to do. That's fine. But during the meditation, you have to have the belief that your meditation is totally successful. It's the same with taking and giving anywhere where we use this tantric technology of correct belief. So here Geshe-la says, he says, we begin every tantric meditation session by generating bodhicitta in the usual way, but then with the motivation of becoming a Buddha for the sake of all living beings, we imagine that we immediately become a Buddha and perform enlightened deeds. Instantaneous self-generation. Our wish to become a Buddha manifests itself. You know, we imagine instantly. Out of emptiness I arise as a Buddha. That is a special tantric way of meditating on bodhicitta. Bringing the future result into the path. Do you understand? Looking at it from the point of view of the result, not just from the point of view of the cause. Very, very, I imagine, I am Vajrayogini. I'm purifying my creators all the time through my blessings, through my emanations. I'm helping living beings all the time. Just immediately believe that. Just believe. So Geshe says, we begin every tantric meditation by generating bodhicitta in the usual way, but then, with the motivation of becoming a Buddha for the sake of all living beings, we imagine that we immediately become a Buddha and perform enlightened deeds. In this way, our meditation on self-generation becomes a powerful method for enhancing our bodhicitta and accomplishing the aim of bodhicitta. Actually, we will find that all practice self-generation, for example, is just meditation on bodhicitta. Just imagining, why are we imagining ourselves as a Buddha? Why are we thinking, I am Haruka, I am Vajrayogini? It's not some sort of game. Because this is what I want. I want to become an enlightened being who has the power to help others. So by imagining that we have become that being, that is bodhicitta in action. That's bodhicitta from the point of view of the result. And this is tantric way of thinking. Always go for the result and strongly believe it's happened. Okay, after the meditation, I've got to do that again. But during the meditation, strongly believe. This is the technology.